It's your boy, Mr. Penthouse himself. Just dropping by to make sure y'all check the brand out on Instagram, PentCrewNYC. Pent like the penthouse, top floor. Link in bio for the website. Shouts out to my brother, Tony Mac. Knock on my door, podcast, the only thing moving. Let go.
My man coming in lit. I like
what it
that.
What it do? Because I'm hyped, bro. I'm
making like money
over here, bro. You ready? Nope.
That's what's up, bro. I'm happy for you. They was hating.
Everybody always hates on me, bro. But you know what I do, bro?
You know I don't.
Of course, bro. Because you're always on my side, bro. Because you know it's benefits to not hate on me, bro.
I know I sound like a thot if you say it like that.
I mean, no homo.
I sound a bit thotty right there.
Nah, bro. You're not, though.
I'm going to start hating just so I don't sound like a bitch.
Bro, man, I swear to God, you owe me $80.
I can't believe this dude is coming back.
Shit, we got a very, very special guest tonight.
I can't believe it.
I believe it.
I don't believe it. Yo,
special guest tonight.
What's going on, man?
It's the return. I know.
Nobody can believe this. This is some special shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
What's up, yo? You won't believe who you in here with, yo. A legend.
We got Bane in the house.
What's Bane. Up? What's up?
I never met Bane, but he sounds.
You can say it.
He sounds white.
Yeah.
That was the word you was looking for? Yeah, nah, that was it.
I was trying to rhyme Bane with something, but I forgot.
Insane rapper.
Bitch? No, I'm stuck. I'm just joking, Bane. Sorry.
What'd you say? I missed it.
Nothing.
I think you said bitch.
So you got updates?
I got updates.
I heard my man got some updates, man. All right. We ain't talking forever. We haven't heard from Bane. And like, I'm lying. It wasn't.
Yeah, from him in like 2 seasons.
Yeah, for real.
God, when was the last time we had that podcast?
2 seasons ago.
You don't act like you remember.
You didn't want to be our friends like anymore.
What was it? Like January or something? Day?
The date?
Yeah.
You want me to play a recording?
Nah, don't play that. Don't play that. Well, don't play that.
Whatever it was. Fucking 2 months ago. I don't know. 3-4 months ago.
It was a while ago. It was a little rough patch.
Yeah.
You're not my friend anymore.
Basically, after that.
Nobody said that.
He definitely said that.
Basically, after that, I tried getting back with my ex. And as you can all tell, it did not work out.
I couldn't tell anything.
We already told you that.
Yeah.
You sound happy to me. I don't know what that's supposed to sound like.
And then she was like, well, we could just be friends with benefits. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do that.
That's never going to work.
And
that works.
So I never saw her. That's the whole point. She just kept saying this stuff we were going to do and just never did it.
This is the one with the 50-year-old guy, right?
What?
God damn.
No.
No?
No, this is the one from the first episode, but I'm not using names anymore, so... If you want to listen, that's whatever.
Tune in to the first episode of Knock on My Door.
Yeah, we can we can call her fucking
nothing. We just
red.
Just
I don't know. Red.
We could call her plus one.
Whatever her name is.
Well, I gotta be red. You wanna shoot her?
No.
I'm just
picking
checking.
A random ass fucking word.
Okay. That was weird. That was a specific
red.
Color.
I don't know.
Okay.
But she just basically just kept lying to me. We finally made plans to see each other one day, and then she was like, actually, this guy asked me on a date, and I don't want to see you anymore.
Wow. Who would have thought she would put your feelings third?
Yeah. And then we were like, okay, fine, but like, are we cool? Third? Are we like still friends? Because that was fine with me. We were just friends. And she said, yeah, we're cool. And then
she sounded like me.
Yeah, she's a bitch. And then I'm fucking,
not a bitch though.
I stopped, so I start talking to her.
You a bitch.
I was like, that came out wrong. I was like thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'll chime in, like, if I see something funny, I'll just send her whatever. Hadn't really talked to her in like a month and a half. And then last Saturday.
Yeah, you suck as a friend.
Well, it's not like she was talking to me either.
No, I'm playing.
Again, so I post a Snapchat story, and I look who watches it, and it says her name, but it says as other Snapchatters. So I'm like, wait a minute. Did she un-add me on Snapchat? Just out of the blue. Like that day. So that means she watched it that day and then un-added me. And
did
so,
you send her flowers again?
No, I didn't do anything. Okay. I didn't say anything. I just posted like a funny meme picture on Snapchat. I don't
fucking
know.
Avatar.
Right.
You weren't supposed to say the name. But whatever.
I didn't know.
I wouldn't say any names. Tune into the first episode, knock on my door.
I got the bright idea to call her just to be like, yo, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe that.
And
that really happened?
Yeah, guess who picked up?
Her daughter?
Her
boyfriend. No. Whoa. Al.
Wait, what?
No, not Al.
Oh.
Some other guy.
Her boyfriend.
Her
boyfriend. Of 4 years.
I'm pretty sure I know who the guy is, but whatever.
What'd he say? Wait, what'd he say?
He was like, I called block because I figured my number was probably blocked too. Mm-hmm. He goes, who the fuck is, or no, he's like, who is this? But in like a mad
Batman?
Tone. Yeah. Like a mad tone. And I was like, I was just surprised that it was a guy that picked up. And I was like,
baby daddy.
Mike. I was like, this is Mike.
Mike.
I would have probably said Mike.
And I was like, is your refrigerator ready?
Damn.
He was like, yeah, that's real original. And I just hung up.
You did not say that.
Nah, you
I didn't know it. I thought of like so many funnier things to say after.
Nah, you
like,
like
I was done.
Oh, I do that shit all the time. I hate that.
Yeah.
What, do you think
friend?
It's some good ass shit to say? Gay
friend. It was just unexpected.
Oh, no. Damn.
And that's the update. Yeah, that's really it.
Wow.
So she lied to me about being friends, lied to me about wanted to get back together, lied to me about
his name was Juan.
So you feel like she had he don't know his name. His name was probably Mike.
I know his name, but I think
it's Juan.
But I'm not doing names anymore. So.
Is it Juan?
It's not Juan. Let's just say
Juan,
I think his
Juan
last name is a character
yet.
From Super Smash Brothers.
Kirby.
No.
Luigi.
No.
Mario.
No. Stop guessing.
Peach.
Stop
no.
guessing.
Samurai.
Stop guessing.
Fox.
Not, even
Fox.
If you get it, I'm not saying it.
Star Fox.
That was definitely Kirby.
His name cannot be Star Fox.
His name is Star Fox.
It can't be.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo, y'all high side, man? I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
Are you not listening, nigga?
I did, but the last 30 seconds, I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all
oh, nah. Nah. He said this. Sorry, yo. You missed the joke.
His last name
yo,
is
he's
Wayne,
never
yo.
Funny. Yo is never funny, bro. What's up?
Nah, I'm working on my joke, man. What was the
oh,
pick all right, that
I
all
right. Young M.A., I'll never forget that whack shit.
The podcast has been shit since I left.
Hell no.
No, it's been lit, bro.
How many viewers you got on that first episode?
The most.
A lot.
That one has the most.
How much?
What was the last episode?
Like 100 and something.
Oh, okay.
Word? You began
it's not in the millions.
$100?
Come on, man. We funny, bro.
Okay. I'm thinking 25, 30 ish or so.
Wow. Know? Don't laugh no more tonight, bitch. Since I ain't funny.
Young and made faggot.
Yeah. Stupid joke ass fuck.
Whack ass joke motherfucker.
Because she got pregnant. Nobody, you know what, yo? I'm tired of your shit already, bro.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Are y'all high? Man. No. Yes,
they sound it.
No,
y'all hating because younger may be looking high sometimes, man. Anywho, but listen,
his name is Lucas.
Lucas,
it's right.
Wow, What a fucking guess, bro. I almost dropped my beer.
See now I'm bro. Lost.
Lucas, the character from Brothers. Fucking Smash Brothers.
Oh, no, I'm not doing Roy. Names. I'm not telling you. I gave you a hint, and then you can figure it out on your own.
Pikachu. Bowser.
No.
All right, I give up. Fuck it, I don't care. Snake? Whose last name is Snake, bro?
Dude from Better Gear Solid, maybe?
I mean in real life, bro.
Little Mac.
His last name is Ganondorf. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it the Wii character?
Stop. Yeah.
Oh, that was name a is bad me. Joke.
Name is me. Oh, man.
So what so, happened, though? That's it, yeah, though?
That was it. I hung up and I deleted her number, and I hung up.
So it took all this. I guess you just grew up. You got tired of her bullshit.
It's not even that, though, but we've been telling you from the longest, though. Like,
she just a liar.
You had to get tired of her bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of shit you're going to take.
I was over it, and then she would be like, actually, I have feelings for you.
I think you got mad at, yeah, exactly. You got mad at us because we were telling you the truth, but you had so many feelings for her that you didn't want to hear the truth. Yeah, you just wanted to fucking imagine it. I don't know. I don't even know how to say the word.
No, he didn't have so many feelings for her. She had a lot of feelings in her mouth.
That but made him feel good. But like what Bane was going through, maybe he just like, you know, he couldn't fucking understand what we were trying to say because he thought we just fucking, you know, drunk idiots. You know what I mean? Right. Like, yo, these guys are fucking
thinking
we
were trying to make fun
you know
of
what
you.
Mean? You just trying to make fun of me.
I mean,
I'm white,
he did make fun of me on that podcast.
Because,
we had to.
Because we were right.
Not only that, I was drunk too. But we was right.
I don't
and you know. Now you know we was right. So how you feel now?
I mean, I probably knew back then, but I still was.
Yeah, you was
just trying.
I feel you, bro. It's not wrong with that.
So I figured after all that, like, the whole being friends thing was okay. And then just, like.
Never.
Just drops it like that. Like, new guy, all right, you're done.
Goodbye. Yep.
And then, like, I did something wrong. Like, I did nothing this time.
So how does it feel? It must feel fucked up.
I mean, I was annoyed that day, but I...
We tried to protect your feelings, and you didn't want to have it.
No, my feelings didn't get hurt this time.
It did, though. I mean, like,
the
before,
first time?
Yeah.
No, this time.
You didn't want to be our friends at all because of this chick. And we tried to tell you.
No, I didn't want to be your friend because... You did something I told you not to do.
And
he got a point.
And then
you,
made fun
of
me for half an hour on the podcast. So
you
I was
have
a little
another
upset.
Point. You
that
have the right to all right,
that
too.
Was that was the other one. Wasn't me.
No, the other one. You bitch. It was me, though. But you started it.
You finished it.
I did. All right, sorry.
So basically, so besides that, I guess a life update is I've just been making money, spying and selling cryptocurrencies. That's about all I spend my time doing.
Yo,
that's good, man.
About that.
I need a class on that, bro.
Yeah,
I made
$8,000 profit on Dogecoin.
Wait, Tom, let's talk about this, man.
Okay.
When did you get in? You have Bitcoin?
I have a lot of them, yeah.
When did you get in?
When he was 14?
No, I buy and sell all the time, so it doesn't matter when I get in.
Oh, okay. Like a day trader. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I set market limits for it to buy, and then I come back and I set market limits for it to sell.
Damn it.
Yeah, I might need to come take a class out there in Boston with you for like a week. Take a class.
Well, I haven't looked at Bitcoin recently, but last time I checked, it was like
61.
54,000. It dropped. It was at like 54,000 last time I checked. So if you buy that now, there's no doubt it goes back to its previous high.
All right.
So you make 10% on your money if you sell it when it gets back to its previous high.
Yeah.
So you just have to make small percentages all the time, and then you start making a lot of money doing it. Okay. But you have to have a lot of capital in it for it to actually like be a lot. I started with $5,000, sold that on Dogecoin for $13,000.
Mm. That's so a hell of a win right there.
So basically, when it doubled to like 50 cents or whatever, that's when you went, you left.
I bought it at, I think it was 3.6 cents, and then I sold it at 7.9 or 7.8 cents.
All right, so what's the top tip you would give everybody? Because, you know, for the listeners, what's the top tip?
Trust in cryptocurrencies. Don't panic sell.
You want to hear my top tip for fucking stocks?
I don't touch stocks right now. I lost $4,000 on a stock, so I don't. I don't
fucking know. You want to hear something I learned today?
What you learn?
Stocks, bro. Not some funny shit, bro. But if let's say you buy Jordans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of buying Jordans, you put that money into stocks and Jordan stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So you making that money back regardless, right? You buy Nikes, you put that money into Nikes. Don't buy the Nike shoes. Just put it into Nike.
If you, no, you need shop, shoes though.
You shop in, you don't need shoes. If you're gonna make the money back, don't matter. If you shop on Amazon every day, right? You shop on Amazon
sometimes.
Oh, I saw this tip.
Put that money into Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking buy nothing. Just put it into Amazon. That money is gonna grow. You know, no matter what, it's gonna grow.
Yeah, but it depends on how much you put in there though. If you put $100, you ain't gonna make.
Didn't you put $100 in there like last week?
No, so the thing is like
you bought something for $100, like right?
For food and shit
for working exactly. people like us though. For working people like us though, man, like that should like we have to hold for like 10+ years, man. If that's not
you're it, right,
yeah, that's the thing. Like for rich people, you know, they can just put in $1 million and then they double that and they make they good within days or whatever. But for us, we gotta hold for 10+ years, man.
Hell yeah!
I don't think
all right, so I got a question. And it's for all of y'all. How y'all feel about the whole abortion thing?
Abortion? The fuck?
Damn, what the hell?
I'm just curious.
If it wasn't for abortion, I would be broke as shit right now.
That's true. He's
pro-choice. Someone would have had like 80,000 in stimulus checks by now.
Damn.
Mm.
I would have had 80,000 stimulus checks right now.
I know. Guess what? I wasn't talking about me.
Right.
I'm your mom, nigga? What the fuck?
All right. So I got another question. This one's more directed towards Bane because he said he's pro-choice. So how are you pro you having a baby with a girl? She knows it might be a baby and don't tell you until it's born. Choice.
Wait, what?
That's a lot.
Say you have you mess with a girl,
okay,
and she have a baby. She know it's possibly yours, okay, and don't tell you until 2 months after the baby's born. How you feel about that choice?
How do I feel? Like, what do I do in that situation?
Yeah, that too. What would you do?
I don't know.
You gotta let me know. You gotta let the person know.
Yeah, you should definitely always tell the person. That's what I think. But.
This happens.
So, at the end of the day, it's the woman's body. So it's like her choice.
Once upon a time,
mm-hmm.
I was in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
This would have been my first kid ever. And the girl I was with.
I know you ain't pushing down the stairs.
The girl I was with decided to get an abortion.
He ain't say nothing.
Okay. No, she told me. She was like, I'm getting an abortion. I'm pregnant. I'm getting an abortion. I was like, nah, don't get it. Let's keep it. Let's raise it together. Let's do this shit together.
Oh, you liked her.
Yeah. So I was like, yo, don't do it.
Like you.
So mm-hmm. I was like bugging out. Because at the same day she was getting an abortion, I had a big ass college fucking assignment due. I had to do a speech with my group. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. She decided to get it. So I went to a house in my car, and she jumped in a cab. I followed the cab all the way to the abortion clinic, and I got out, and I was like, "Yo, don't fucking do it. It's not fucking. Yeah, you don't fucking kill the baby. That's fucked up. This and that." At the end of the day, I'm glad she did it. Cause
it don't sound like you glad. Cause it sounded like you really liked it and shit.
I did though. At that time, I did, but. That shit's all fucked up. And then I saw her, 2 years. This happened, 10 years ago, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe 10, 11 years ago it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, whatever. So that happened, and I saw her 2 years ago. actually had a baby. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, oh, now you got a baby.
What? Yeah, she wasn't ready, boy.
That's because she was 17, 10 years ago.
Right. She wasn't ready for that. 10
years ago, I was like 21.
No, she was like 19, 20, 21. Right. She wasn't ready for that, though. She in school. She not trying to do all that. She wasn't in school, you can't get mad at her for
that. She wasn't in school, though.
Oh, okay. You was in school.
Right. I was the one in school. She wasn't.
Right.
She was a manager. I mean, she was a manager at CVS.
She looked good, right. Though, at least. She looked good. Was that why you wanted her to keep it?
Hell yeah, she looked good. He chased her to the damn clinic. Nah,
it wasn't that she looked good, that she just did everything right. You know what I mean? It was just like I was happy.
Yeah, even better.
Like I was actually like, all right, cool. I could just be like settled and shit, like with her. So that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right. I was young and stupid and a little bit crazy. So I was like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
It should happen. Then you know,
is there
like a dog barking?
Is there even clinic in New York City that does that? Like, I don't even know. Like, where?
Yeah, it was on 149 because I remember that shit. I bet I followed the cab all the way over there.
They got a couple of them shits. She does. They went downtown, like on 14th Street around there.
Yeah. Damn, Tony Mac knows every location. Damn.
Why would I know that? Because, I know one location. He knows the other one. Why you putting it on me?
Because you gave the girl the Uber ride to the fucking abortion clinic.
Who told you that?
You did. You told us.
When did I tell you that?
Just now.
That's cap. You just made it up and tried to trap me.
You didn't deny it right now.
Mm-mm.
That light on for you?
Wait, time out. Exactly. First of all, Tony Mac, you brought up the question. So what's up, man? What's on your mind, man? Son,
I'm going to tell you what happened to somebody that I know. I'm going to tell you what happened to my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Listen, he messed with a girl. They did whatever. Mm-hmm. Bam. She might have got pregnant by him.
Mm-hmm.
Might have. He got a girlfriend now. She has a nigga now. So that nigga doesn't know that might not be his baby.
That's different.
So instead of, she didn't tell that guy anything. She comes to my boy, knocks on his door. Oh, I want you to take this swab test to let me know if it's your baby. He said no. He said no, I ain't swabbing nothing. Swab that nigga over there. Why you swabbing me? Swab your boyfriend.
Oh shit.
Right? Am I right or am I wrong?
That's the problem with, yo, these girls is just fucking. She's trying to do both things, man.
Bro. Right. She's trying to keep her thing good.
So let me
cause her thing is, wait, this is her other thing. She said, listen. She said, I don't even want to get money from you. She said, I just want to know. But he's like, I got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend. He think that's his baby already. Why are you trying to come over here with this then?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to come over here with this? So she's over there trying to do too much, bro.
So
I feel like she's either...
the reason why she did all that, the same girl,
mm-hmm.
is because, like, at the same... This album is dope. At the same time, it's like, I think she found out. I don't know. She was fucking insane. She hacked my
girl.
Yeah, she hacked my BlackBerry from her phone. This is BlackBerry days, bro.
God damn! So, what they teaching them in CVS?
She hacked my BlackBerry. She could change my fucking contact names. She could change my contact names. She could see my messages. She could see everything.
And she sounds like she should be in IT, man.
Bro, she was FBI. Fuck that. Yeah. Oh. There you go. And then I was just like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, why does it keep changing my names and shit? So you fucking...
You lucky you have a baby with her, nigga.
And then I found out
shit.
I found out that she cheated on... Well, I think I cheated on her first. And she found out. But it wasn't mm-hmm. that serious, though. I was like, it just happened.
How was it not that serious?
Because there was no feelings for it. There was no feelings. It just happened.
Oh, okay. I feel that.
But she went and...
But she don't care about that.
She went and fucked her ex.
Is that okay, though?
She went and fucked her ex. And then she told me.
And I was, wow! She don't give a damn about
and
you,
And I was
bro.
Just like, yo, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you cheated on her.
But he didn't tell her. She caught him. She cheated and told him. That's craziness.
Well, her ex, okay, but just you cheated... You cheated on her.
That was straight revenge cheat right there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, this is after abortion. That's when I did it. Because mm-hmm. I feel like she was like, you know, she She wasn't
about betraying you. Yeah. She wasn't doing what you wanted to do.
She wasn't about my lifestyle. Like, I mean, at that time, I didn't have no kids.
She ain't about that 9 months.
I didn't have no kids and shit like that, but it's just like, you know, I was just like, I was ready for it. So I was just like, yo, what the fuck?
What if the baby had to be in your stomach, nigga? You'd be like, whoa, hold on, baby.
Like,
I'm going to this clinic.
Nah, maybe she wasn't ready, man. I don't know. She wasn't ready. She wasn't, I don't know, man. I want to say she was about me because I think she was, though. She was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, fuck 21. Even now, that shit scares me, man.
Right.
That don't scare me no more.
What about, so I get it. What about, they make a male birth control. Would you take it?
They already have one. I thought they had one.
Yeah,
I just said
they make a male birth control.
I thought it was called condoms.
No, like an actual birth control,
like an actual pill.
It's not. Yeah,
that's better. That's better. It's not because it's mostly the man who don't want to do it. So
it's not effective.
I'll take it.
Though.
You can't have a baby.
But you would have the same symptoms that female birth control has, like you cramps or whatever. I don't know this shit.
Cramps.
I'm a man, so I don't.
I'm gonna deal with that. I'm gonna deal with that. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, they'd be feeling depressed and gaining weight and shit. That should make some gain.
I'm already depressed. Fuck it.
I'm already getting weight. Fuck it.
Yep, fuck it. You take half, I take half. Nigga, give me your half, and you take my half. That don't make no sense, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Now, you so, gotta get him that 7-year IUD shit, man.
Ooh, 7 years now. I want to take mine out. You know, 7 years is a long time, boy.
You don't want a kid.
7 years, hello.
I can't imagine you with a kid, bro.
Listen, I mean, I'll be the best.
Every girl like I talk to with a baby, yo, they be like, yo, I got my first one, and after that, I got my 7 year. That's what they be telling me. I be like, damn.
Right. So when that baby turns 7, pop her ass.
Damn.
It's like no, but yo, Bane, I gotta ask you, man, because you had told me about this little other thing you had on the side, man. What's up with this?
What?
Yo, are you coming to New York this weekend? What's going on with that? How about that?
I heard something about that too. Like, a lot of shit supposed to be happening. I forgot all about that New York shit.
Well, what were you asking about?
That
about your little thing on the side.
What thing?
Your boo thing.
Yeah, y'all, I heard you was talking to somebody.
No.
Somebody told me that.
Wasn't me.
I don't know.
You don't know who your future wife is gonna be? Okay.
No, I don't have one. I don't. Okay. Like I've talked to
people. Just lie to me all the time.
Who said
that? I thought you said it, but I guess people lie to me.
Did I say like, oh, I was going on a date or something? Because I've been on dates recently, but nothing's really happened.
Dates, man.
Yeah.
All right. What's the worst date you've been on lately?
She had a penis.
Wow.
Nah,
Bane ain't with that shit, bro. Bane would have called me that day, even if he was pissed off at me. This bitch had a dick, man.
He left? Who left just now?
That was him.
Bane gone.
Well, damn,
I
bro.
Him with that dick talk.
I was right. I told y'all I was right, bro.
There's no way.
She had a dick.
It's probably an accident. It's probably an accident. You never know. So what about you, yo? How you been on any dates lately, man? How your shit been going? My shit all fucked up.
Yeah.
Damn.
That shit about your shit. No, your shit fucked up.
Yeah, let me hear about your shit.
Your shit's fucked up.
I don't have no shit.
No, your shit's fucked up.
We never talk about you.
Wait, time out. You always asking us, man. Well, what's good with you, man? What happened to the one that you showed me last time?
We stopped, bro.
Which one?
What did you do, man?
I don't even know who this nigga's talking about.
What did you do?
I didn't do. You know, I never do nothing.
So what happened? Let's talk about it, man. This is the podcast.
I never do nothing, bro. I don't even remember who you're talking about. Actually, I really don't.
She wanted like full commitment, and you said no.
I mean, it was probably that.
I know you.
It was probably that. You know, if I'm not feeling it, you know, you can't rush me into shit.
She wants to be posted online, or she probably wanted to meet your mom, so you probably told her no.
Look at the shit he thinks about. What the hell are you going through, brother? That sounds like your situation. He's trying to put it on me. That was very, very specific right there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through it, you know.
Nah, what's going on with you now, though? Right now, I'm talking to a couple people, you know, nothing too serious.
Okay. Nah, it's serious. You trained.
I mean, I told him a little bit about it. Man. I mean, he's talking about all this extra stuff.
Now you trained.
Can't nobody train me, she got man. You trained. I'm a player, son.
She got you trained.
If that's how you feel, let's talk
about it. Let's talk about it. All right, so
I'm not talking about
so
shit.
What did
I'm
you
not
talking crazy, about right? shit. So. Let's say
I'm not talking about right. shit. He wanted to put me on blast. Go ahead.
I'm not gonna
go
put you on blast. You on blast.
That's, nah, you black. No. Your fingers on the trigger, bro.
Nah.
I feel it.
There's no.
Blast him. Blast him.
No. Let's.
Hold I'm. I gotta blast this nigga with an invite, man. He just walked out of this shit.
All right, so I'm gonna give you a situation, right?
I hope his phone ain't there.
Now blast him. Go ahead, man.
No.
Look
I'm
at you. Whoa, you don't want to talk about anything. Don't talk about people getting blasted. You ain't say shit yet about shit.
On some real shit. Like, let's say, excuse me. Let's say.
Nasty bitch.
All right, so.
You could just burp some McChickens, but go ahead.
That's not McChickens. I wish it was, though. But let's say. All right. I can't do this. I'm not going to give the fucking bad examples that Grill likes to give.
Yeah, my examples suck dick.
All right, you meet a girl, right? Boom. All right, what's up? Like, yo, you feeling her? She's feeling you. Mm-hmm. Blah blah mm-hmm. blah.
Blah then, blah blah.
And then y'all kicking it. You listen, yo. Kicking you listen it. To yo.
I'm listening.
Yo, he's talking to you.
All right, so then you just be like, she'd be like, yo, can we wait till like, you know, I want to wait like 30 days to have sex to do anything crazy. I just want to see it's right because I don't want to just. Have sex with you, and you say okay, no problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say that? No problem. All right,
I'm back.
Problem. Who's this? All right, bang.
All right.
Let's start this over, bang.
Yeah. I gotta tell you real quick. Like my road is blocked off. There's like a police car out there, so the driver made me like walk all the way up, and like we did a transfer right in front of the cop car. It's like awkward. Yeah.
A food?
Like, he doesn't know what it is.
Oh, not bad.
He just sees the guy handing me a package, food. You know?
Right, the Uber Eats is... Right.
You know
what kind of transfer?
Like you black.
I know, right? You should have took it out. But look, it's a burrito. Thank you. Good night.
You could have said it was drugs and they would let you go. Anyway.
I just thought that was fun.
All right. So
we got extra. Take it. Fuck it.
This is...
got some in the trunk.
We're just gonna fuck it. We're gonna plant this on somebody. Just take this one.
Chill.
Oh man,
that's not even funny.
This shit happens though. So, all right. So this is where we at, man.
Now this is where we at. This is where we talk.
Okay, so let's say you meet a girl, right? You met. Mm-hmm. You guys met plenty. And let's say like the girl don't want to have sex with you for the first like 30 days, and you say, okay, no problem. Right,
that's like a no.
Exactly.
Can I finish? Yes. Can I finish? So you invite her over to your house. You're like, all right, no problem. She comes through because you know it's COVID. Can't really go nowhere anyway, and it's kind of boring everywhere else. So you got to be like, all right, cool, no problem. So she comes over, you're chilling. I want to say like the fucking third time she's there, the third time that show. You finger her,
okay,
right?
Ooh,
you know you touch her, you know you're trying to like fuck this fucking 30 days, right? I'm just fucking throwing it out there, you know. I'm just fucking speaking.
Yeah, he's just making this up out of nowhere.
Yeah,
because I've done this before. You know what I'm saying?
He's not blasting anybody. Not at all.
What are you asking?
Okay,
so then she's like, you know what?
I ain't no bitch, nigga.
Then she shut the fuck up. And she's like, yo. She's like, no, I don't want to do it yet. You know, I'm not ready. But in her back of the mind, she already came because you fingered the shit out of her, right? So she. You ever had a like bad day where you just fucking have a friend call you to get you out of there? Wow,
I just
that happened to me before.
Do you have any friends?
This is so coincidental. That shit happened to me before.
I happened to me before too. So I had a bad day and I had my friend call me. I had Bobby call me.
I called myself.
So I'll put a timer
I've had many
shit,
dates
like,
where
oh,
I just suffer.
So let's say the girl
suffer.
All right, so now you doing whatever, you kissing her, you know, you're still chilling, whatever. Your hands are not in the vagina anymore, but you're still chilling, you know, having a good. You think you're having a good time, and then her friend calls, and then she just leaves. Which is, my friend called me.
Which is whack.
So she's like, all right, whatever.
Maybe
my fingers are not long enough, you know, fat enough.
We're doing
whatever.
The thing.
So
hell yeah.
Right. So she's like, all right, cool. She comes again. The same thing happens.
So you're just pleasuring her.
Another 5 days later, boom. Okay, and then she comes the third time. And then, you know, it's still not the 30 days. It's like, let's say 15 days, all right?
Are you fingering her every
and
time?
And then it's just like, all right. Oh. No, this is the 15th day. This is the 15th day. I'm just making this up now.
Okay. Just hanging out. This shit. Hanging out shit.
I was like, oh.
All right, so it's the 15th day, and you guys are just chilling.
Finger
shit.
Monster.
And then
it's a puppet.
Finger game strong. So,
hell yeah.
So I'm like, all
I can't
right,
even
cool,
wear
no
gloves
problem.
No more.
Can you guys? So all right, so now you guys are cool, right? Boom, hot, chilling.
Gotta wear
ha,
mittens
ha,
from now
yo,
on.
Pop, you know.
Okay.
Now you chilling, but now she's touching your ding-a-ling, and she's
I like
trying
that.
To
ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
She's trying to fucking, she's trying to fuck. But then you was like, and then you just flip the script to her. I'm like, nope.
You
can't
a
do
bitch.
That make you a bitch.
Yeah, so you like, no, you can't do it because, you know what? You're like, yo, you can't. Don't you got to go somewhere or something like that? Like, is this your friend going to call you right now? What, are you about to leave? But then that shit just turns around even more. And she just fucking tries to fucking jump on you even more. And you just keep denying it.
This happened to you? This
now,
happened to me too.
I feel like I'm trained because she trained me. To do this shit, right? She trained me. She's like, we're not having sex for this long, but now I don't want to have sex for that long because that's what she said, and I was implanted in my head, and now it's just like I don't want to do it because it's just like, all right, there's another 30 days. My dick's still hard, but you know I don't want
to. But you could have done it if
you
wanted to. You
could have done it if you wanted to, but you didn't.
All right,
yeah,
so
I mean, it's always
up
to you. Both have to consent.
Right, you both grown ass people.
She's
right?
On top of
if
you,
it ain't right,
but if
it
she
ain't
on
right.
Top of you like that,
I mean,
you know,
should have did it.
Fine, it's up.
It's my opinion.
Then she should have had kids in my house the first 15 times and fucking just fucking made me finger it.
I mean, it's always the woman controls the sex.
I got fucking arthritis on my fingers now.
I'm all with you on that, but I'm also on the side of. Yeah, you know I mean, if it ain't right, it ain't right. You know, you don't want to have no
like
weird.
I'll have sex
yeah,
on the
bitch.
First date.
She's just like looking like, all awkward. Care. Yeah, sex on the first date.
Now,
is good too.
What do you think the next time is going to be? Now that she's ready and it's not that 30 days yet, right? Now, what do you think the next time
you're
is going to be?
Bang.
Who knows?
You think?
Who knows?
You think so?
Probably.
I hope nobody gets hurt because
be
shit is all
shit
hot
the wall.
And heavy. Hell yeah. People going to go through the window.
Ah! I know. I
live
a actually,
long
I did have a girl recently that I kind of liked. We went on four dates, and she wouldn't sleep with me. And I'll be honest with you, I lost all interest in her after that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. The interest gonna go
wait,
lower.
Why does that happen?
Every time. How many dates? Four. How many
why
dates?
Why does that happen?
What do you mean? Why does it happen?
Why,
it's gonna happen.
Why in the back of your head do you need to have sex?
I think I'm addicted to sex.
No, he didn't say the
first
thing.
Why does it even happen the first four
probably
days?
Probably because I'm a.
You want. Wait,
sex.
You want. Come out. Well, you want it to happen. Wait. Why are you acting like you don't want it on the first 4 days,
well,
too?
Why would,
you act like you
why,
don't
why
want
do
it.
You need it the first four days?
Nobody's saying they need it. He's saying he want it.
But why do you want it the first 4 days? Like, if you
can't
like
you
have
want
sex.
It.
Okay, but he.
Because you're a man.
That's like saying, oh, it's trick or treat. But you could only eat it on 4 days after Halloween? No. Who the fuck want to do that?
So you telling me if. All right, you meet the girly dreams, right? You gotta wait. You gotta wait the fucking fifth date, and she's like, "If you can't wait the fifth date, then I don't want to fuck you at all. Don't want to see you no more, and this and that." And
it's
then
not
it's
only
the
that,
first,
but
date,
you, how many?
And you're both butt naked, on, and she's like, "Nah, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm gonna talk to that guy."
Right, I'm clearly not the man of your dreams, right? So fuck it.
Nah, she's gonna be like,
because I know if Chris Brown or one of them niggas walking the room, she opening up.
pistol, drop them panty dropper. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, but Chris Brown gonna fucking punch in the face, so I don't fucking really believe that.
But so what though, man? Yeah, I mean, you know damn
Chris Brown about to give it a 1-2, nigga, and that shit, she dead.
Come on, man. Ain't nobody going for that. Bro. How many dates you think you got?
How many times you think you want to be Chris Brown?
How many dates would you do?
I'm just saying, or somebody that she wants.
Mine is clearly four.
He's lying. He's acting like he wouldn't do the same thing, bro. But he's on our side. He just
I wouldn't be that stingy.
It's not even like a conscious stingy thing. It's self-conscious. I'm like,
they're being stingy. I mean,
we both want to do it
when she, because like I started making a move. Right. It's like, all right, at this point. And I was like, you know, when you start for the next three dates.
It's not about that, though. You know when you should start losing attraction? I'm going to tell you when you should start losing attraction. You ready? When you guys are actually having sex, and then all of a sudden you guys stop having sex for no fucking reason. That's when you lose attraction.
That happened to me, too.
That's when you should start. Because if it never started, how are you going to stop?
Why would you want to stop? Sex is fun.
Well, right. It's not that, though.
I don't understand what y'all trying to say right now.
Oh, my God. I'm lost.
He just eating some good shit and talking shit. That's what he doing.
I feel like
this is from Mr. Beast Burger. He's a YouTuber. And he has fast food. Yeah.
He got a fucking burger spot.
It's not that good. They keep messing up my order every fucking time. Oh, okay. I don't know why I got it. I gave him another chance.
His videos are good.
They're supposed to be seasoned fries, but they're unseasoned. Right. It's very upsetting.
So you give a burger another chance, but you won't give a girl another
chance. I gave her four chances, okay?
You give a burger four chances.
Right now. Hey, yo, we're going to ask yo. He's not even in this conversation number, but he's here. Yo,
I'm listening.
What do you think about that? How many chances you going? How many dates you gonna go on with a girl? And y'all in bed. How many times you gonna invite a chick to your house?
From experience, she just keep denying you. How many times? From experience, I would say.
Because that's what we talking about.
From experience, I would say 90% of the time, on the third date I usually get some.
Right.
But if I don't get none by the fourth date, that's like.
So they both on the same time.
Yeah. I think
so.
The thing is, why is Tony G
on some other shit right now?
Because if you think about it,
she has 30 kids. She's tired of having them.
Because first date is usually you out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, second date, same thing. You do something different. You go out to eat. Third date is to my place or her place.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the fucking dates going outside. I'm talking about the dates going. Being at your house.
Yeah. So no,
he's talking about the chick coming to your crib like three times, bro.
We had dinner. That was our first date. I didn't make a move. Didn't kiss. It was fine. Second date.
Right.
Went to the movies.
That's fine.
We made out.
First date.
Third date, she invited me over to her house. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I thought she was hitting. Yeah.
So we watched a movie and we made out a little bit and nothing happened. I was kind of expecting stuff to happen and didn't.
All right.
Fourth date, we went back to the movies. Right. I drove her to her house after.
Whoa.
And
I want to go to movie twice.
The fuck is she? Nah, we like fuck movie, is she a movie yeah, critic?
Movies?
Drove her back to her house. We're making out.
That shit was funny.
And then I started to, you know, feel her up and she like pushed me off. So.
Oh.
But then kept kissing me. So it was like, you know, I didn't do anything.
She wasn't ready though.
Yeah, no, she wasn't, and that's her choice. I'm just
maybe she was maybe she was on her period. Maybe she has crabs.
Well, no, because then I did text her like a few days later, and I was just like, I'll be honest, like I've never like went this long without having sex, and I've kind of like it made me lose interest. To be honest, I was just being honest.
Maybe she's trying to.
There's nothing wrong with that,
bro.
There's nothing wrong.
You never try to train a girl, bro. There's nothing wrong with that. So you're trying to girl to give you head, right? You trying to go to fuck?
Mm-hmm. I think we're just not we're not a good match. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty sexual person. If she's not gonna, you know, have sex, we're probably just not a good match in that department. Then, you know, cut it.
Right.
You need a nipple.
Yeah.
It's not even that, bro. Like, you a grown woman. Like,
I mean,
Damn, I had some good shit to say.
I don't think girls. But I don't think girls should fucking play with guys' emotions like that, though.
No.
It's not even emotions, but this is dick all I'm saying.
No, that's not Steve Harvey shit.
Dick emotions.
It's not. It's not emotions.
Dick
emotions.
How you gonna play with a guy's dick emotion? This nigga's dick is gonna be hard, and you're gonna just be like, nah, not today.
But it's the only thing. This is my thing. This is what I'm gonna say. Like, when you with a girl and everything is going smoothly, you're like let's say like you got like a meeting. Like, when everything going smoothly, you want 100. When they do some bullshit like that, like, oh, nah, I ain't ready, that shit brings you down like 10% every time. Like, so you just fucking up. And once you hit a certain level, it's a wrap.
Right.
But so the thing with girls
it's a
is
wrap,
that,
bro.
Like,
then next time y'all hang out, it ain't gonna be.
It's just whack.
We not starting at 100. We're starting at 70. Start wherever you was at.
But
it
ain't gonna
be the same, like the third, second date. It ain't gonna be all lit. Like, it's you fucking up. Like, you making shit whack. That's how I look at it.
So if
you're
a girl sleeps with on a first date, if a girl sleeps with you and you really like her,
100.
Would you
we
wife
on
her?
Yeah, we on 100.
I would.
Nah, you're not gonna. You're
no,
not gonna wife
he doesn't mean
after
one
date.
He means if you slept together on the first date and then you kept dating and dating, is she wife material?
If everything goes
on the first date, is what he's asking.
Would you wife her?
If everything goes good, what's the problem with that?
Exactly, but women don't think that. Women feel like if they sleep with you first date, you won't look at them the same. That's the thing.
Yeah. But that's their problem. They need to learn that.
Yeah, but for us, like, it's whatever. Like,
right?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
No, they thinking, yeah, oh,
it doesn't
shit is special. I mean, oh yeah. I mean, it probably is, but
or
you gonna make it unspecial in my head by playing too much.
Or it could be she just had another date and someone just finished having sex.
Been there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the first step.
That's always an option.
Listen.
That's always an option.
They ain't loyal.
Nobody
man.
Worried about that. It's all good if that's the case. Shit.
They ain't loyal like that.
Man, I think once you find somebody you like, OD, you fucking gonna fucking do whatever she wants, bro. You be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, I'm gonna do. Ben, you've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm agreeing
Hello.
With him.
Hell
Ben's
no.
He's been there. You haven't met the right one because you make bitches cry. So shut the fuck up. So anyway,
why they gotta be bitches? Why they gotta be bitches? You called them bitches.
I never said anything about because I don't know their names. Anyway,
Tama. Who's making who cry? Let's talk.
Gorilla.
About
where have
that's
you a, been?
That's an episode already.
It was the pineapple.
Back. Yeah.
This dude right here don't listen to shit,
man.
Boy.
What are you talking about? I was
matter of fact. You introduced me to one of them crying
women.
All right.
All right. Yeah, now all right.
When
you,
when you meet a girl that you really like, bro, you're going to go up and over and under and through and do whatever the fuck you want.
All right.
That's the thing, though.
Listen.
That's
disgusting. I'm done with
that's
this.
The thing, though.
It's
like,
it's,
you want to do whatever
it's
you
like
want.
It's like they took the bun and dipped it in mustard and ketchup.
Ugh. That's disgusting, actually.
Ew.
I don't like mustard.
Hey, yo, Tony G, this is what I'm going to tell you. I forgot what I was going to tell you.
When
keep
you meet
going.
The right one, bro, you know you met the right one.
Ah.
You want a girl just for sex, bro? That's gonna be in your head.
No.
He's like, all I want is
no.
sex.
No. But let me say
me.
What I was
I'm like, yo, this bitch is not even cool. And she's not giving no pussy. So what the fuck am I doing?
All right.
You know what I mean? It's even with the
it's
guy.
Not even that.
Like, let's say a girl's like
that.
That. Let's say,
wow.
Let's say that.
Yo, Tony G, you put me on blast with this whole conversation. So now, I'm gonna blast
let's
right
say
back.
Girl,
let's go.
Listen to the counterpunch.
Let's say the girl.
Are y'all listening to the counterpunch?
I don't want
to
have.
I'm loading up the Hadouken.
I don't want to have sex with
I'm loading it up.
All right. Then the guy's gonna be like,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lunch. Are you? Are y'all ready in this
fucking blast, bro?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Put your own stuff on
blast.
I'm
gonna blast you back. Hold on. I'm gonna blast you back. He had a girl call him today. She said, can I come over? He said, no, you on your period. Whoa. You can't come over. Whoa. What are you saying now, homeboy?
Obviously, just for sex.
Nothing to say. Oh, you get... So stop.
Wasn't this guy eating period blood in a different episode?
That was a...
Look,
that,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. He all over the place. He just abortions. Reckless bullshit.
That was the girl who got the abortion.
Yo, he literally had a girl come over, say she wants to come over and hang out. He said no because you're on your period. And now he's trying to preach to me about it shouldn't just be about sex.
It's not just about sex, but it's important.
First of all,
a lot of people.
First of all,
me and Gorilla.
It's not how you get it. It's fucking she knows it's about your sex. It's just about sex, bro. So she knows that already. So. She caught.
Nah, that's kind of fucked up.
So it'd be like that.
Exactly.
Like
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want a girl. All
right, so you don't know what it is about with us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if.
Nah. What?
You want to let me talk, bitch?
Yes.
Like, if a girl wants this and that and this and that, and you don't want it, you just want the fuck, and just like, it's dead, bro. It's just like, I want to fuck. That's it. And it's like you making me wait 1,000 years for this shit. For what?
Mm-hmm.
1,000 years, I'm gonna be fucking you every day after that. And then what?
Mm-hmm.
And the shit's whack. Right. You made me wait 1,000 years for white pussy. Like what the fuck?
Right.
It could be fucking reversed too. A girl could say the same shit. Oh, you made me wait 1,000 years for a fucking whack dick or something. Because you know, girls
is waiting for that. No girl, no guy is making me wait.
Exactly.
No guy's
gonna make the girl wait for that. The guy's gonna be like, "Fuck it."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most guys are probably gonna do it. Exactly. Want to do it within the first 3 dates, prior.
But then you know, there's some guys just be like, "You know what? Let's just wait."
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are okay with waiting, but do they want to wait? Is the question.
They don't
want to
wait.
I mean, when I was younger, and I think in like when I was 18, 19, I waited 6 months.
I almost threw up too,
but I had someone that
when
I was focused on.
Y'all lose
your
virginity,
but, you know,
23.
Okay,
long time.
What's the age? You got to know it.
This nigga was in middle school
yesterday.
Yeah, I don't even want to say
14.
Bro. I don't even want to say. Damn, you was just stalking me.
Was it 14?
Yeah,
a lot of people I've heard is that around that age.
It was a summer, a fun ass summer in Philly.
I love March to that. 18, nigga.
Hey,
and then this nigga had a break for like 6 years, and then had some sex again.
Never had sex. Mm. I mean, I was 18, nigga. No, wait, what? I was going crazy after that.
We trying to play you on a low. He's trying to play you on the low.
I was
talking to Mac.
Oh,
me? No, that's not what it was.
From middle school at 14, and then from 14, didn't you wait like?
No.
Okay.
No, there was always shit around Harlem. Yeah.
I was a late bloomer, I guess, in this group.
I was too into Halo, bro.
I mean, shit. I didn't have my first kiss until I was 21.
Well, damn.
Wow, not even a boy?
Not even a cousin?
Not even a dog? What the fuck?
Nigga, ain't you from fucking down south? Damn, a dog? Wow, bro. All right, so what you were saying earlier? Oh, she's the one. If she's the one, why you can't wait for it? But we both, you women want to have sex too, bro. So what is the point of her making me wait?
I waited for, if I know she want to do it,
what's the point of her waiting?
She's testing
one of my exes, bro. But I waited because she told me.
But what is that going to prove?
My one ex that I waited for, bro, because she told me she got raped and shit like that. And it was just like, I was like, all right, man. I was like, yo, whenever you're ready, my dick is right here. That's exactly what I told her. I was like, fuck it. I was like, my dick is right here. I don't give a fuck. If you're not ready for it, then I guess you're not ready for it. Like, yeah, exactly.
It is what it is.
My dick is right here. I'm laying right next to you. Like, you know, I was like, fuck it. Just turn around. Just fucking jerk me off and then, you know, just jump on top. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. Mm.
That's how it be sometimes, man.
When the bitch is ready, bro, she's ready, bro. And then after that, it's going to be nonstop.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. You just got to go at their pace, man. That's why, you know, it is what it is. But going at their pace, if they taking too long, like my man Bane said, that shit going to be dead.
That shit's whack. Yeah, you know what?
Like, I agree with that. Since I lost my virginity at 23, that's my longest, like, dry spell or whatever is probably, like, 8 weeks. So I can't.
Honestly, I don't think. If you have that attraction to somebody, how do you wait that long?
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
because I feel like those first dates before you have sex, you're just thinking about, am I going to do it? Is it going to happen?
Right.
If I do this,
oh my God, I'm going to do this. Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
No, but it's not only that. Like, girls like wasting their own time. It's like, we going on dates, we talking, we texting. That means you there's a connection. Yeah. You like me. So what is the point of waiting? What are you gaining from waiting?
It's different for them, I guess, because with them
going down, a nigga still going to think you
cheating. You know what it is, bro?
I think anyway.
A nigga they don't want you to hit it and quit it, basically.
I'm going to quit it before hitting it. Oh, that's going to make her feel better.
I think, they don't want the body count. Because a lot of guys will be like, oh, we'll do it first, second date, and then they just leave right after.
Well, I think it's that.
Yeah, you might be right. I think you're right.
And it's not only that, the girls get attached way too quick.
Well, I can say I get attached.
No shit, because they can't speak. Yeah, Bane, you're different, though. We're not talking about white boys.
I
didn't even. He's straight out of a fucking movie, bro. My man Bane is living like a fucking. You're right. Not even Peter Pan, like a fucking love story ass nigga.
It's like, not all like, of friends. Just, like, you know, just that really like
nigga fall in love with fucking the bitch mad fast. It's all good though, man. That shit crazy, bro. So they rather not catch. Bane say they rather not do it. Hit it and quit it. They don't want you to hit it and quit it.
They want to know if you're sincere. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to...
There's no way to know that.
You got to trust.
I don't think... You know what? To be honest, I don't think a lot of...
Right. Same way I put my dick in there, I got to trust it ain't fucking loose as fuck and trash.
The same way that... Well, right? What you just said, but you got to fucking realize... Yeah, exactly.
You gotta trust.
Girl could just go fucking 2 hours later and go see the next guy. And then what? The next morning, the next night. And then what?
Before that night.
She did it during your date with someone else.
Right. You gotta just trust that she ain't out there.
She went to the bathroom during the date.
The same way that girls think we cheating all the time, we think they cheating all the time too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause most of the time they are. Talking about I'm going to sleep at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we back to this one. Nah, he wasn't here. It's true. Well, how y'all feel about that if a girl texts y'all that? Oh, I'm about to go to sleep and it's like 6:30 in the afternoon.
She got a dick appointment coming up.
Or she just doesn't want to hear from your ass.
No, she's sucking dick, bro. It's the answer A.
B and C.
Dick in the mouth.
That means right. She don't want to reply. You know, she can't reply because she's gonna be occupied. So.
Mm-hmm. That's it, bro. Hell yeah. So, yo, man, what's up? You gonna let us know something about your situation? Well, how your shit looking, man? They done talked all about.
Nobody said it was your shit. Man, you just blew your own shit up.
Nigga, it's my shit. Boom, shakalaka. Fuck it.
I mean, even after all that, I still don't know what you doing, man. You just good with it, man. I don't know what you're doing.
That's good. You don't nigga,
he's
know
getting
what you're
played.
Doing,
damn.
Yeah, I'm getting played, bro.
I don't think he's playing. Shit out of me.
Someone's getting played.
I think
I don't get. Hey man,
what
it is, homie?
You got ghosted? Man. What
happened? We'll see where it goes. Nigga, were you not listening to anything in the last 45 minutes?
I was, but... watching Wakanda. But...
Hell yeah. This nigga eating fish with his hands. White sauce all over the place. All over his face.
Yeah, I know y'all like that white sauce, especially lunch.
Pause, but that shit do be... It'd be all right.
It'd be all right.
I said, Paul, you're nasty, man.
I ain't hear pause.
You're nasty.
Is this the longest episode ever?
It's a good episode right now, though.
Hell no. It's an hour, bro. I still want to hear what Yo got to say. What's you going on? What's going on with y'all?
I told you. Like, I slowed down,
who you
man.
Talking right now? Who you talking to right now?
Just one person, man.
One person.
I'm focusing on one.
How's it going?
I mean, so far, so good, man. It's, you know, it's cool.
So far, so good. Hit it?
I'm at a point where, you know, I'm tired, man. I'm tired of dating a lot, so.
You hit it?
You get that?
You hit it?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, so fuck it, man. You're already on good time.
You know, it's cheaper.
All right, you hit it. Now what? Now, you still feel the same about her? After you hit
keep doing it. I like her, man. So, you know.
Whoa, why you said it like that?
I'm acting mad light skin right now, but I like her.
Yeah,
man.
That's okay to like people. I saw the light skin face. You said, yeah.
You said I saw the light skin face.
There's nothing wrong with liking people, man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Just, you know.
I'm dating to find someone. All right, so you think I miss that shit.
Yeah, that shit's lit, bro.
Yeah,
it's lit liking people.
I always said, like, if I find someone that I like, then I'll
so you like serious. Her, like her. All right, so would you like her the same if she made you wait hella long?
Probably not.
Before she let you hit it?
I mean, she didn't make me wait a lot, but...
See?
You know.
But what if she did?
It wouldn't matter because...
What if you were still waiting?
Let me ask you this, though.
What if you just never had sex again?
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, though.
God damn.
Let me ask you something. Like, you're waiting, and you want to wait. You're waiting, and you... No.
Why would the...
All right, okay. You're waiting.
No sense.
All right.
And no man in America is going to know what you're
waiting.
About right
you
now.
You don't want to wait, or you're still waiting, still talking to her, and you're still waiting, still chilling with her, and still doing this. So what does that mean?
That means you're losing attraction. You're losing interest in her. Slowly.
What?
No, but
that's what it means to me.
You lost attraction to her and this and like that. You're not
attraction,
but her no more.
I mean, it's
you're
like...
talking nonsense. That don't make no sense.
No, but that's a part of it. That's a part of it. That boosts shit up. That makes shit better. Yes,
sex
it does.
Sex does not make everything better, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's good.
Yes, it does.
I don't think it makes everything better, bro.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Nah,
it helps a lot.
It helps, but I'm with you, man. But it's not.
When
do you
want to
date
good,
someone you're not having good sex with?
Right. Why would you not want to have sex with
her?
That means
you're
not attracted to
a girl, and it was the best sex ever, and it was just the worst relationship ever.
Well, I'm not saying it has to be the best ever, but is it good?
I was great. All right. Sex.
I got a good question for y'all.
No. Let him answer that question. Let him answer that one. What you just said?
I said
babe?
It doesn't have to be the best sex ever, but it, you know, it can just be like good sex. If it's bad, do you really want to have bad sex the rest of your life?
Well, I had bad
like
sex.
Lunch. What you were saying? You
I
said
had,
it was
a
I great,
great
sex,
sex
and
a
bad
relationship.
Relationship.
It just
what
it
does
was
that
great
mean?
Sex and the relationship
How,
was
what,
shit.
What is
everything?
What was shit about?
I could bring it back to.
All right, so that's the wrong one.
I could
have
been
the wrong one.
The sex is great.
Okay, but why would you be with somebody when the relationship
because
is bad?
Is great.
Just for
exactly.
Sex. So
but
shut
I learned,
your
I
ass
learned
up
from
it. Saying
I learned
it don't
from it.
Matter.
So just like,
why you keep saying it don't matter then? If that just lets you be an abuser in a bad relationship,
had,
just a fucker.
I had a
that's
I had
what
everything
we
bro.
Talking
I had a good
about.
Relationship
nigga.
With great sex and it was the best. But I guess I fucked up. I don't know if I fucked up, but shit happened. But I don't know.
He don't know if he fucked up. He fucked
this nigga
up.
Just he admitted it to us, but he would never admit it to that girl.
Look,
I mean, shit happens, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's just like, yeah, man, you gotta have sex though in a relationship. You gotta have sex.
But let me
that's what we've been saying though.
You know, we convinced him,
nigga. What is he talking about?
Let me
about?
Tell y'all this though. Yo, wait, I got a good question for y'all because
I
was
dick. I mean, if you gotta wait though, I will wait. Because
No, you
don't have to wait.
Nobody's
waiting. I don't want to wait. I mean,
you don't have to.
I mean,
you don't have
like
to.
If it's day 15, and she's trying to give it to you to day 10, and if you say no, then you stupid.
I mean, you just want to throw shit at me. I don't care. I'm a champion. I take it on the. That's me, nigga.
I wasn't
talking about you. Come on, man. Come
on,
bro.
Yo, I got a question for y'all, man. Let's say y'all meet someone, right?
Listen. I can't tell you nothing, bro.
I love to ask a question. Y'all meet someone.
What happened, though, yo?
Listen, y'all meet someone, right? Everything, the sex is good. Like,
bam. Ooh,
y'all click,
already. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hell
but
yeah.
She tells you she doesn't suck dick.
She gonna suck dick.
Y'all ever met someone that y'all ever met a girl and they'd be like,
you're we're not just about to be everything good. Nah.
That happened to me before. That's what I'm asking. That happened to me before, and I had to break up.
My ex was like that, man. The board is.
Yeah. I need another
beer.
I
didn't. I had a long relationship. Like, I didn't get blowjobs a lot, so I guess.
Bro, I had a relationship where the
I just got used to it.
A girl just wanted to lay on her stomach, and I had to fuck her like that.
I mean, it's cool, but
it's not cool, bro. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends. Is the sex great though? Without the blowjob?
I just told you.
No,
I had a girl.
It's
not. She just laid on her stomach, and I just fucked her like that. That's it.
Was she out of shape?
She had a nice ass too.
Damn, bro. What you wonder? Why you acting? Oh, out of breath.
I have to do everything. I'm about to get a six pack in this bitch. Fucking with this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just not a good she needs to find someone that wants porn.
He said no.
And you need to find someone.
I mean, sometimes I feel like that's a good thing because then I know she's not a whore.
What?
Oh,
no, you
exactly.
Don't.
She could just be fucking waiting there for the next nigga.
Right. Saving her fucking the Pilates for this nigga. With the Tims and the do-rag.
Facts.
Oh man, so we all agree. What's the lesson of
the day?
Like...
If she's ready to give you some sex, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it, baby.
Yeah. Don't write it down, bro. Just do it.
The title of the podcast is Bane's Back, right?
Bane's Back.
Bizak.
Bane's Back, and we need sex.
Bane's Back. Bane's Back.
Oh my god.
Just like that. Fuck it, man. We out. This shit was 66 minutes.
I felt like it was good.
67 minutes, man. That's a hell of a comeback episode, man. Bane, glad to have your ass back.
I don't know if I'm glad to be back, but I'm back.
Wow. You don't sound like a
we back,
you don't sound like a bitch anymore.
We back.
Stop saying it.
All right.
Yo, mahalo at y'all, man. That's the title. Bane's right. Back.
Shout out
shut the fuck up, you bitch.
Oh, man.
Get the fuck